Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about. She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not going to shout now. Get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about. Sound out now when it's all
we'll
about.
We'll have no fun,
cause your Trippers podcast comes out today. We'll have no fun, cause your Trippers podcast comes out today.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast, episode 16, season 11. It is the last episode of April. Thank you for being along for the 11-year anniversary month of No Fun. And let me just say to the woman in Target that just glared at me just now, listen, lady, if I'm in a mask, which I was, and I sneeze, but even while wearing a mask, I sneeze into my elbow and I turn away from you. I'm behind you in line, facing you. I turn away, sneeze into my elbow with a mask on, and you move away from me when we were already a few feet apart and glare at me. You don't have a mask on, bitch. So you cannot glare at me for sneezing in a mask into my elbow. And she kept looking at me. I wanted to say, it's a sneeze, honey. It's allergy season. I don't have allergies, but you don't know that. People sneeze. I wasn't coughing. I sneezed. And she kept glaring. And so I just stared her right in the eye until she looked away. It was like two dogs or other animals that stare each other in the eye. I mean, the nerve of people. If you're so worried about germs, put your mask on, you dumb fuck. Anyway, I don't mean to start this episode angry, but I just got back from Target and I can't stop thinking about it. I really wish I had said something, but I'm not brave enough. Maybe it's not bravery. Maybe it would be out and out just crazy behavior to just come at somebody like that. Or I should say, don't worry, I'm not sick, but I wear a mask to protect myself and others, or to protect myself in case someone around me is. That's what you should do. Ugh. You know, all these people who don't wear masks, I don't want to live in fear. Well, you're living in fear because you're staring at me and glaring at me and moving away, acting like I'm a hornet circling you. Honey, I ain't coming for you. I sneezed into my own elbow. I got a mask on, so I got no guilt about it. And I'm not worried about the air I'm breathing in around me, but you're the one acting like a fool living in fear. Well, I hope she listens to this podcast. I don't want to be all mad. All right, let's read a listener email. I asked you all to email me for this exciting 11-year anniversary of No Fun. Hey, Jen, I can't believe it's been 11 years, mainly because I only began diving into podcasts 4 years ago when I took a job that changed my commute from 5 minutes to 45 minutes, but yours was one of the first three that formed my weekly rotation. Needless to say, where my commute could have been mind-numbingly mundane, you have made it not only tolerable, but enjoyable. My recurring dilemma is whether I finish the last few minutes in my office or save them to begin the drive home. You always have a disclaimer about No Fun not being a comedy podcast. And while I get it, funny people don't need comedy to make their non-comedy stuff comedic enough, you are brilliant. Here's to the next 11 years, all of which I intend to remain subscribed. Sincerely, Tom from Omaha, Nebraska. Oh, thanks, Tom. Jordan says, listening to your unfettered rambles gives me peace of mind and serves as an oasis of Gen X attitude amid a sea of millennial Gen Z rants. Not to mention your sly comedy, which is our antidote for formulaic bro comedy. Sending love and gratitude from Jordan Brady. Oh, thank you, Jordan. It's true. I am the antidote to bro comedy.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hi, Jen. This is from Julie. I was an early listener to I Seem Fun. That's what my podcast used to be called, y'all. While I can't remember whether I knew you from stand-up first or the podcast first, I did start listening in its first year, a year in which I nearly lost my mind from grief. Your podcast was one of a handful I went to for relief, just to hear someone smart and funny talking into my ear, and I appreciated your voice and presence then as I do now. In the 11 intervening years, I tried stand-up. I wasn't very good. And storytelling. I was good at that. Started a storytelling podcast that ran for 2 years, got swallowed into a soul-sucking corporate gig, then decided to leave New York and move to New Hampshire. And last year, I said fuck it to everything and quit my job, and now I'm retired. These days, you accompany me on long walks or in the middle of the night when I have insomnia, and it's still great having you in my ear. I saw you perform at the Bell House at some point. You did a bit about the Boston Marathon bombers and about someone marrying her cat. So I think it was quite a while ago. It was a very good show. Thank you for all the hours of laughs and things to think about over the years, for calling out all the creeps in comedy, and for being an inspiration on how to evolve and do what you want to do personally and professionally, and how to function with ADHD. I hope you never stop podcasting, but I understand if you do, because putting together a podcast regularly is a ton of work. People have no idea. I wish you all the luck and success in the world. Happy anniversary, Jet. Thank you, Julie. That's a very sweet email. I have so many emails left to read. I'll just read this short one. Thank you for making the past 11 years a bit brighter, more fun, more interesting, and entertaining. I always love listening and was referred by a Canadian friend of mine. Because of your podcast, I've gone to see you perform a few times. I read your books, and I even watched your Hallmark movie, my first ever. And I listened to your Anxiety Bites podcast. Keep going, and thank you. We all love you. That's from Kara. Yeah, y'all, if you have anxiety and want to check out my other podcast, I did 46 episodes of it. It's still exists up there in the podcast ether. You can put the words Anxiety Bites and I suppose Jen Kirkman for good measure into your favorite podcast app, and you can listen to all 46 episodes. They're all free and was brought to you by iHeart Podcasts. So yeah, enjoy that. The last episode came out August of 2022. It was meant to be a one-year thing. I'm glad I did it. It's over now. And it was a lot of work, oh my God, but it was very rewarding. So check that out if you haven't already. All right, this week on my podcast, I'm not going to say what I'm going to be talking about because I feel like if I promise something, you never know what rabbit holes I go down when I start talking. But right now, I am going to talk about, I want to call bullshit on Harry Styles a little bit. I really do. And if you want to know more about why, you can join me over on the Patreon. You can just click the link in the show notes and it will take you over there. And until next week, have fun.